This is Northwest News from KNKX. Happiness often feels elusive. Recent work to understand what makes us happy shows that what we're looking for could be closer than we think. As 88.5's Monica Spain tells us, there is a group getting together in Port Townsend this weekend to see how they can carve out their own bit of happiness.
Happiness isn't something you can bottle up and sell, but that carefree feeling is nevertheless deeply intertwined with the economy. Karen Wyeth is an activist and local organizer of the Economics of Happiness Conference. She says it's a chance to explore how the economy impacts our psychological health.
The way the economy is constructed right now is that it doesn't take into account human well-being. So the Economics of Happiness is trying to circle back to a place where the economy works for people to make people's lives better. That's what it's supposed to do.
For people going about their daily lives, fixing the economy might sound hard. But Michael Abelman, who will be speaking at the event, says you've got to think about happiness in a broad sense.
And I'm not just talking about for people. I'm talking about for the tiniest soil microbes all the way up to the forest that surrounds us, the water that passes through our land, and yes, also the people.
Abelman has been a farmer for more than 40 years working on sustainable agriculture. He has a farm on Salt Spring Island in British Columbia that's as much a giant outdoor classroom as it is a place that grows food. He says the nuts and bolts of working on a local farm are emblematic of a way forward.
It's a group of people working together. Those people know that they have plants that depend on them every day for their survival. There is a broader community that relies on the food that's being produced by them. And as a result, there are all these connections that they contribute to each day.
Abelman says that connectedness is part of what makes you feel like the world is going to be okay. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.